And then, months ago, Billy took him to the vet and, you know.
He's dead.
Put down.
Yeah. No choice. So it's over.
It was just a joke, you know?
Yeah, hilarious. Nearly driven a man out of his mind.
You know he's actually pleased you're here. Secretly pleased.
Is he?
That's nice. I suppose he likes having all the same faces back together. Used to his
Asperger's?
So, you believe him about having the dog destroyed?
No reason not to.
Well, hopefully there's no harm done. I'm not quite sure what I'd charge him with anyway. I'll have a word with the local force. Right, that's that then. Catch you later. I'm enjoying this. It's nice to get London out of your lungs.
So that was their dog that people saw out on the moor?
Looks like it.
But that wasn't what you saw. That wasn't just an ordinary dog.
No. It was immense. It had burning red eyes and it was glowing, John. Its whole body was glowing.
I've got a theory, but I need to get back into Baskerville to test it.
Wow. Can't pull off the ID trick again?
Might not have to.
Hello, brother dear. How are you?
Turn the engine off.
Okay. I need to see Major Barrymore as soon as we get inside.
Right.
Which means you'll have to start the search for the hound.
Okay.
In the labs, Stapleton's first. Could be dangerous.
Oh, you know, I'd love to. I'd love to give you unlimited access to this place. Why not?
It's a simple enough request, Major.
I've never heard of anything so bizarre.
You have to give me 24 hours. It's what I've negotiated.
Not a second more. I may have to comply with this order, but I don't have to like it.
I don't know what the hell you expect to find here anyway.
Perhaps the truth.
About what? Oh, I see. The big coat should have told me. You're one of the conspiracy lot, aren't you? Well then, go ahead. Seek them out. The monsters, the death rays, the aliens.
Have you got any of those? Oh, just wondering.
A couple. Crash-landed here in the 60s. We call them Abbott and Costello. Good luck, Mr. Holmes.